Solomon's Song, chapter 1, verse 12. While the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof. This is a verse that reminds us of Mary, who came into the house to anoint Jesus. We read about it in the Gospels. For example, we read about it in Mark's Gospel, chapter 14, in verse 3. Being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, at the table at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. She broke the box and poured it on his head. This verse in Song of Solomon is historically and literally fulfilled in that action in the house in Bethany. But it's a very appropriate verse as we come to the table, because it does mention the table in the text, while the king sitteth at his table. We're not reflecting so much on the latter half of the verse about the ointment, the scent, the spikenard, the perfume around the table, but just reflecting on this first phrase, while the king, as it were, sitteth at his table. And there are four things that I would want you to reflect upon in this expression. There is, first of all, the person. It's the king. It's not just anybody. It's the king who's here. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Our King Jesus Christ. He's our King. He's King as God, the eternal King. He's King as Mediator. He was made flesh in the humiliation of the incarnation and the death of Calvary, and was raised from the dead and exalted in his humanity. And as God-man, sat at God's right hand and is king, receiving all power, all glory. There is a man visible in glory, and he is king. King of righteousness, king of peace. Our Melchizedek, he's a priest king, we know that too. He intercedes for us as a high priest. He's our prophet who teaches us the evangel, the gospel, who gives us the ministry of his word, but he's also our king, our Melchizedek, our king of peace, our king of righteousness, the king of glory that we sung about this morning. So he is to be reverenced, and his table is to be approached with reverence. And it is a great condescension to him that the King of Glory should presence himself with us, that the King of Glory should be at the feast here, that the King of Glory should be the meal on the table. This is my body, this is my blood. Our King who died for us, our King who empowers us, our King who overcomes all our enemies, and who will conquer and win all, and bring his people, however great the opposition, will bring his people to glory. He does so because he's the King. The person that we must reverence. But then I notice, secondly, the place where we find him. The King sitteth at his table. There's a table, and it's not any table. It's his table. It's not your table. We all have our table, and it is a delightful place, no doubt, for the family. But for the church, we don't have a table. The Lord has given us the table. It's his table. It's called, actually, in the Bible, the Lord's table. He is the one who has appointed it. He is the one who has provided it. He is the one who prepares it, who lays it, his table. He's responsible for it. The psalmist says, the Lord's my shepherd. He prepares a table. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of our enemies. And that's what the Lord has done. We are surrounded by enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. But in the midst of it, our shepherd has given us a table. And the church has always had the table. 2,000 years of persecution, 2,000 years of apostasy, liberality, the changes under which the church has undergone. But always the table has remained to the people of God. Because it's his table. And it'll last as long as he lasts and reigns. And it'll never be taken from us. This family table that we come to. So he has provided it. He's laid it out, the meal. He lays himself out on the feast table. His body, his blood for us to partake thereof. And he welcomes us. And he calls us to his table. Let's do, he says. So the place where we are found, his table. And thirdly, the posture he adopts at the table. The king sitteth at his table. So it's not empty. He's not just left the table and gone. No, he sitteth at his table. He is present. We don't see him, but we believe him. He's here. If there's anywhere we will find Christ, anywhere where we can look to him, it's at his table. He sitteth at his table. He's finished the work, and he's wanting us to rest in his finished work around his table, and he's resting in it too, his finished work. He's at perfect peace, and he sits in the midst of his people. He sits in the midst of us, and he sits spending time with us. He sits observing us, watching us. He sits to gladden us because he knows his presence gladdens us. And so he's here to gladden us. He's here to encourage us. Sitting to bless the provision. Sitting to make it a means of grace to us by his Holy Spirit as we partake of the sacrament. Sitting to hear us, our prayers. And we should pray as we are at the table. It should be wholly given to Christ. We shouldn't be talking among ourselves and thinking about this and something else on our mind. If there's anywhere where we should be giving our whole attention to Jesus Christ, it's here, sitting at the table. So we can address him, pray to him, know that he hears, sitteth at his table. And to bless all this provision to us, he intercedes over it as we intercede and pray to him. But then lastly, notice the period while the king sitteth at his table. That implies that he's not always here. There is a season while the king sitteth. There's a time while the king sitteth. And we know that time is occasional. We don't have the Lord's table every meeting, but occasionally. And on those occasions, while the Lord sitteth at his table. And as well as that, not only are they occasional, they're very brief. Why? Just a brief while. Just an occasional while. Which is why we should use every opportunity that we have, brethren and sisters, while the king sitteth. You be here. You don't miss. While the occasion arises, while the brief time has come, it's a while since the Lord has been at his table. Now's the time, and I must be here. So we don't want to miss the Lord's table. And we want to, as few as they are in the year, and we try to have at least a dozen, But as few as they are, let us know that the Lord will be at them, and we're sure to meet him, and he'll be here present. But let us, if at all possible, not be missing. So while the king sitteth at his table,